Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.
So this is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Varna International Ballet, Cinderella. Well, what a treat it is for ballet lovers. Varna International, founded back in 1947, have come to the UK for a debut tour, and they have a three-night residency at the new Wimbledon Theatre. They begin with a Nutcracker and finish with Swan Lake. And on the 10th, I hailed a pumpkin and was whisked off to the ball to review their Cinderella. Now, it's a lovely theatre, New Wimbledon Theatre, well over 100 years old, and lovely staff and very welcoming. So it's a really great venue to go and see any kind of production in, I think. Now, they're renowned for their award-winning soloists and magnificent corps de ballet. And it was interesting for me to go along and watch this. As you know, long-term listeners know I've reviewed many acclaimed ballet companies, from the Royal Ballet, Australian, Northern, Sadler's Wells, Moscow City Ballet, and now, of course, Varna, who I didn't know before. But I have to say, every company has their own sort of unique feel, and Varna, their uniqueness, I suppose, is their sort of quirky blend of contemporary and some classical ballet. Now, it's wonderful to see a live orchestra in the pit, and Azat Makutov was the musical director and chief conductor, and Daniela Dimova was artistic director. In terms of artistic director, I guess the thing with contemporary ballet moves is, and contemporary dance in general, is that it does have repetitive sort of patterns and moves, which do tell stories in themselves. But overall, it was a little bit confused in terms of storytelling, I felt. Fractured in places. Now, the thing with Prokofiev's exhilarating score is that it always fills the heart and leaves the spine tingling. Now, I think in terms of that, I think that the company did really well, because they very much used the choreography to show that kind of discord and unusual chords that we hear in the Prokofiev score. It kind of shows the chaos of Cinderella's life and the kind of trudginess and turmoil of it all, and of course that whirlwind waltz of the ball. I think they really encapsulated that really well through their movement. Now, the contemporary offbeat, quirky, jerky moves particularly suited the Ugly Sisters and the Stepmother, who I thought were very quirky and amusing and got the audience laughing at times as well. And I thought that was really good, but it worked less for Cinderella, actually, this kind of contemporary quirky move. Maybe she was trying to keep up and, you know, keep in with them all. And I think there was an appearance from Dandini as well, sort of showing them how they might move at the ball, the kind of almost like the latest period twerking or kind of dance of the day. So that was quite cleverly done. The sets and the backdrops were absolutely lovely. And after the mirror was really well used as well. Now, moving forward, I have to say, if you're looking for a conventional classical ballet, you won't see it so much here. Apart from being characters like the fairy godmother and also her fairy helpers, quite a lot of classical ballet there, a lot of on point, and the foite turns were absolutely glorious. Once again, the choreography was a little bit repetitive because it did come on for a number of reprises, and it's a bit disappointing to see the godmother doing the Cinderella waltz and not so much Cinderella and the prince doing it. It was a little bit rushed at times. I think they could have afforded to sort of slow down a little bit more, get a little bit more breath, and use that sort of legato, romantic, magical part of the dancing. As it was quite jerky. I did love the opening, the clock representing the sort of almost slaves, how Cinderella is like a slave to the clock, and that was really well done, I have to say. And as I say, I love the costumes, and I love the costumes and hair at the ball. It was kind of Tim Burton-esque, all very quirky and very colourful. As I say, the principal dancers, the ballet, the male and female, didn't seem particularly well matched in a sense. There wasn't an overall amount of chemistry there, and he didn't look as if he was particularly supporting her in a couple of moves. But the final pas de deux was an absolute treat, and I have to say that was very well executed. Overall, it was a quirky and unique take on a Cinderella. It wasn't conventional, and it did lack a little bit of magic to make it truly special, but certainly a company worth looking at. So there we have it, Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Varna Ballet's Cinderella at the new Wimbledon Theatre.
Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.